Dan Ross, welcome. Is it business as usual overdrive at Arts United this season?
It's a very exciting year at Arts United this season. It's very exciting times in Fort Wayne for the community at large, but it's certainly exciting for the arts community as well.
What are some of the main things that Arts United is responsible for the arts scene here in Fort Wayne?
Well, Arts United was created by this community in 1955 primarily to provide funding and facilities for the arts organizations of this community. And those, to this day, are two of the key services that we do provide for the community. From a facility standpoint, the Arts United Center on Main Street, which houses the Civic Theater, Fort Wayne Youth Theater, the Fort Wayne Ballet performs there, Fort Wayne Dance Collective performs there, the Philharmonic, a variety of our arts and cultural organizations perform in the Arts United Center. That's kind of our flagship property that was constructed in the early 70s. But Arts United also owns and operates the Hall Center, which is where Cinema Center is located in the Fort Wayne Dance Collective studios. And then in 2010, Arts United purchased the former NIPSCO building, the former Fourth Wave building, and renamed it the Auer Center for Arts and Culture. And that facility now houses the Fort Wayne Ballet and Art Link and Fame and Fort Wayne Trails and the Pembroke Bakery, and it's been a fantastic addition to the community, I think.
And it really is quite a presence that this emerging arts campus makes. What do you think the next phase of that campus growth might be?
With the acquisition of the Auer Center, we feel like we really have capitalized on that vision from 50 years ago to create an arts campus in downtown Fort Wayne, where there truly is a home for the arts, a tangible sense of place for arts and culture in downtown Fort Wayne. And so it's been exciting to see that come to fruition. We're currently in the process of finishing up Arts Lab, which is the Black Box Theater addition that we're building onto the Auer Center. And we're under roof now. We expect construction to be completed with that in December. And we have our first programming in there starting in February. Already, the Fort Wayne Youth Theater and Civic Theater, Dance Collective, Fort Wayne Ballet, all of those organizations already have programming for the first half of 2014 scheduled in Arts Lab. So that's the next phase of the arts campus development, and we're moving quickly to completion on that project.
As a matter of fact, Arts United is the third oldest United not-for-profit arts fund in the United States, and that's quite a distinction, to be sure. What makes Northeast Indiana so arts-friendly, do you think?
Well, it's interesting. This has always been a strong arts community. There's been strong corporate support for the arts. There's been strong individual support for the arts, strong foundation support for the arts. And I think Fort Wayne's community leaders have been very forward-thinking in the way that they have put the infrastructure in place to support arts and cultural activities in this community. The creation of Arts United, as you said, we're the third oldest United Arts Fund in the country. It was a very forward-thinking idea to create that sort of structure to support arts and cultural activities in a unified sort of way. And I think we have served the arts and cultural community and the community at large well over these past 55 years. In fact, when you look at the strength of our partners, you look at the collaborative nature of this arts community, I think having that sort of shared vision has helped to contribute to all of those things.
Arts United is also currently on the search for a new president. What are you looking for in this position in particular to carry you into the future that you've just outlined for us?
There's so much momentum right now. I think we want to carry that momentum forward. We want to make sure that Arts United is continuing to do its role in utilizing these arts and cultural assets in partnership with the city of Fort Wayne, with our economic development agencies, working hand in hand to help create the kind of vibrant community where people do want to live, work, and play, where we do, in fact, attract and retain young talent, and we do, in fact, attract businesses to want to come be a part of this community. You know, we feel like these arts and cultural assets that we have are fantastic just on their own sake. But how do we also partner with others in the community to utilize those assets to serve the broader community? I think that's what we're looking for. There are great things happening in this arts community right now. And Arts United is certainly thrilled to be a part of that.
Dan Ross is Director of Community Development for Arts United of Greater Fort Wayne. He joined us today in our Fort Wayne studios. Thank you so much for sharing your time with us, Dan.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.